So we are living in incredible times, incredible days. One of my relatives in Eretz Yisrael put on the family WhatsApp that literally the first siren went off in Yerushalayim while she was in the middle of Parshas Zachar. Oh. It got there, the Baal Kore finished off Zachar, he made a call to finish it. I don't know how many, it's only three psukim, but he was a mill, and then they all ran to the shelters. Mamish, as you're doing this in Timcha, as Zecher Amalek, it's mind-boggling. It's like you can't even make up stories like that, how crazy it is, what times that we're living in. And the truth is, we're about to read in the Megillah, a pasuk, or a bracha rather, at the end of the Megillah, which really sums it all up. Harav es Rivenu, that Hashem champions our cause, done as dinenu, he judges our cases for us. Noke misnikmosenu, he avenges those that need to be avenged by us. Vanifrolanu mitzarenu, he pays back our enemies. Vamishalin gemul l'chol oyvein avshenu, Hashem enacts his judgment on all the enemies of ours, and then we say anifrol Yisrael, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays back for the Jewish people. Mikol tzoreim, from all their enemies, Hakel Amoshia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does this for us, and we daven that he should continue to do this for all our modern day enemies, ironically, in the same country that in which he did it in this bracha. So the question is, what's up with this bracha? What is the nature of this bracha? The Gemara says, Makom Shenagu Levarich Yivarich. You want to make a bracha Megillah? Okay, make a bracha Megillah. Shalom Levarich, not to make a bracha on Megillah. Lo Yivarich, okay, so don't make a bracha on the Megillah. Says the Gemara, no, wait 1 second, don't fall asleep yet. Yep. Of course, the Gemara says, you make a bracha before the Megillah. That's a no-brainer, not a question. The whole discussion of the Gemara is the end bracha. The bracha we just read, and the Gemara then discusses, what's this bracha? Rabbis Rivenu, Danistinu, Nokim, Mislim, Kusenim, Nifronim, Mitzrenim, Shaim, Gom, Chayim, Shenu. The Gemara then has a little bit of a discussion what the ending of the bracha is. The Gemara says, we say, Anifro, Yisrael, Mikol, Tzrem, Okel, Moshiach, which is, I think, our nusach of the bracha. So I am going to make a chakira. Chakira means a query. We're going to give two options. You don't have to put on such a deep brain to understand this, but two sides. There's two ways to view this bracha. Only two. Is this bracha a bracha on the Megillah? Understand that so far? It's the end of bracha on the Megillah. Or is this bracha really on the holiday of Purim and on the Nisim that occurred in Purim? But we just happen to say, well, when else are you supposed to drink? When you're drinking, you're going to make the bracha. When you're giving out Shalach Manos, when you're trying to weave through 71st Avenue, which is with the 17 cars going the wrong way on Purim, when are you going to make the bracha then? No, so we put the bracha at the most opportune time, which is after the Megillah. So you hear the question, is this bracha a bracha on the Megillah? Or is it a separate bracha, which is really on the Yontif, on the holiday, on the Nisim, which just happened to be put at the end of Megillah? Okay, I'm going to give you, I think, about 11 ramifications between these two reasons. But let's start from the beginning. The Ritva says, I don't understand. Why does this bracha begin with a Baruch Atah Hashem? It shouldn't begin with the Baruch Atah Hashem. Any bracha which is connected to another bracha doesn't get a Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning. It only gets a Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. What's a classic example of this? Hallel. How does Hallel end at the end of Hallel? There's no Baruch Atah Hashem. The last paragraph ends with the Baruch Atah Hashem. I mean, it doesn't start with the Baruch Atah Hashem. I'll take a sitter to make sure I get the right words, right? But let's just take a sitter so I don't mess anything up by heart. But you look at Hallel. How does Hallel end? It ends off with Yaluch Hashem Elokeinu, no Baruch, and then it says that Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Mo'ab Tzvi Chos. Why? Because we already made a bracha at the beginning. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Then we have all of Hallel. The same thing for Megillah, asks the Ritva. We have a bracha at the beginning. We do all the Megillah in the middle, right? And then We end off with a bracha. But why would we do that? Why do we end off Baruch Ata Hashem at the end? Just end off like we do at Hallel. Says the Ritva, you know why? Yeah.
When we read the Torah, we make it, the second bracha has the full.
Oh, that's a good question. So why by the Baruch Ata? That's a great question. I don't know. I'm not sure.
What about more
by half Torah? Yeah. So about half Torah. So look, this rules are this. You could give a whole shiur on the rule of this. The Ritva though is. What I'm trying to get is to his answer, not the question. The question could be mafalfa all day. His question, his answer is very easy. His answer is, the bracha zu ein ala megillah. Because it's not connected to the first bracha at all. You know why? Because it's ena, how more explicit can you get? Like one of our two options. Ena ala megillah, ela bracha shal shevach al hanes. It's a separate bracha on the miracle of Purim. Nothing to do with the megillah. Comes along the Torah and others and say, what do you mean? That's crazy. How could that be that way? And they say, the Bach says, you know, the Torah says, well, let's back up. The Torah says, you can't talk during the Megillah. Why? Because you have a bracha at the end. Says the Beis Yosef, what do you mean? The end bracha is not connected at all to the Megillah. Who cares if you talk in the Megillah?
In this you miss words?
Okay, separate issue. Let's say there's a pause. You want to talk in the middle. Why not talk in the middle? Answer is because there's a bracha at the end. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't understand. The end bracha is not connected, I thought we just said, to the Megillah. It's a separate thing. Says the Bach, no! The Torah holds that end bracha is, of course, connected to Megillah because that end bracha is on the Megillah. So you now have a huge machlokas. The Ritva and Ran on one hand, which says the end bracha of Megillah has nothing to do with the Megillah at all. It's a separate bracha, which we happen to put at the end of the Megillah. The other opinion of the Torah says, no, it's an end bracha on the Megillah. Yeah.
If you want to talk about saying you're not allowed to talk, that's a proof. The truth of the matter is, I believe the Mishnah Berurah says that you are allowed to talk. You're allowed to ask for Shalom if the person...
Okay,
you know,
fine. But
if it's in your program, just
fine,
like,
fine. But even in Kriya Shema, we allow you to talk for certain reasons. Obviously,
yeah.
Guys don't put a gun
through.
I hear you. Good point. It's a good point. So, what are ramifications? Now, I've got 9 ramifications left of the difference between these. Ready? Hold on. We're not going to go a minute extra. Don't worry. Boom, boom, boom. Ready? Ramification number one between these two reasons is the end bracha on the Megillah, or is it a separate thing? Okay. Let's say you talk. In between, what's the most common thing? I think the biggest sigh of relief you'll ever hear in Yiddishkeit is when the Megillas Esther is over and everyone's trying to be quiet for Megillas Esther. Then they finished Megillas Esther before they make the last bracha, and you could collectively hear a, you think it's people are starved or whatever. Listen carefully. You'll see, at the second Megillah is like this, there's this letting out of people's, I think, nervousness of not hearing every word in the Megillah. Then the bracha, no one really listens to. So this is the problem. So let's say you talk before that end of the bracha. So what's the status? So the Mishnah Berurah says, like you said, it's forbidden to talk after the Megillah, but before the bracha beforehand, you're not allowed to talk at that point. You have to wait till the end of the bracha. So says the Shaar Tzion, that's only based on the Torah. If the end bracha is connected to the Megillah, then of course you can't talk in between the end of the Megillah and the bracha. The bracha is on the Megillah. But if you hold that the end bracha is a completely separate thing, which you just happen to put at the end of the Megillah, okay. So if you happen to talk during that time, you shouldn't talk because you should never talk during davening. But if you do talk, it doesn't mess up your Megillah because a separate bracha at the end is a separate issue, ramification number one.
Is that at night and at day?
Yeah, the same thing. Yeah.
It's a different halachas.
Yeah, but we have practically say it goes, it's both by both. Yep. What about is that bracha afterwards recited without a minion? The Beis Yosef cites the Arches Chaim that says you only recite the bracha afterwards in the presence of a minion. However, others disagree. So I wanted to suggest perhaps this is the same issue. If the bracha is on the Megillah, you could recite it even without a minion, just like the Megillah itself is recited without a minion. You could recite the Megillah without a minion. But if you say it's a separate bracha on the Nais of Persume Nisa, maybe you actually need 10 people to be there for the Nais or not. Ramification number two. Ramification, and by the way, the Aruch HaShulchan seems to indicate similar to that we just said. Ramification number three. This is a big relevance if you are the Baal Kore. When do you roll the Megillah? This is also an awkward pause, one of the awkward pauses in Judaism. Yeah? When do you roll the Megillah at the end of Megillah? Before or after the last bracha? No?
You probably can before.
What do you do? What do people do? Have you ever noticed?
In the middle of the house, doing it right away. While he's doing
when he finishes, does he roll it and then make the end bracha?
Yes.
Or does he make the... You say...
Richie starts making the bracha, somebody else rolls it up.
I hear that. No. Look at... So what?
Who? We roll it after the bracha.
You roll it after. Okay. Mm-hmm. So comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, first you roll the Megillah and then you make the bracha. What is that?
That means it's not part of it.
Morgan Avram says, what do you mean? Make the bracha first, who cares? And then you want to roll it afterwards, roll it afterwards. So the Sefer V'Darash of the Chakarta says, he says that like this, he says, you know what it's based upon, this machlokas? Whether the end bracha is connected to the Megillah or not. If it's connected to the Megillah, then what you should... You should make the bracha before you roll, because rolling is nice, but it's not. It seems to be extraneous. Make the bracha. If the bracha is going on the Megillah, make it right away. If you say, though, that the bracha is extra, so okay, so you're going to make this extra bracha while the Megillah is lying there, you know, nakedly open in front of you. No, you roll up the Megillah, and then you make the bracha on the Nes separately. Okay, nafkamina number three. Nafkamina number four, this is not such a practical one, but an interesting one. Yeah, you're very, very chassidish, and you finish the Megillah right by Shkia time. You're at the end. You saved the end. You're the 5:30 Megillah reading. And you finish the Megillah, maybe it's not for Hasidim, because they don't hold the Shkia, but for the Litvak, we'll do it for Hatzolah member. This is Hatzolah member, Shaila. Guys, Mamish, helping people, saving Purim, I'm sure there's a lot of need, unfortunately, for Hatzalah. He's running all over the place, all Purim day. He didn't get to hear the Megillah. There's 40 minutes left to hear Megillah. He finally sits down. He gets a Baal Kore to read it to him. He finishes the Megillah right by Shkia. Second, as Shkia comes, he finishes the Megillah. Does he make the end of Bracha on the Megillah or not? It's after Shkia already. Purim is over.
That all depends if he's...
If you say that the bracha is on the Megillah, then maybe you can say the bracha, because since you started before Shkia, so the Megillah started before Shkia, and say the bracha at the end, even though it's after the time.
Doesn't that hold the same as the Suda?
Yeah, correct.
Not?
Fine, if it was connected to the Suda, because Al-Nisim was connected to the Suda. If you say the bracha is connected to the Suda, yeah. But if you say this bracha is a separate bracha on Purim, and Purim is over, just because he started the Megillah before Shkia.
You can say Al-Nisim, though. In the
that's only, we only could say Al-Nisim is because it's connected to a Suda, which was started beforehand. If you say this bracha is a separate thing on the Nes of Purim, Purim's over, my friends. When Shkia hits, it's over. So you could say today till tomorrow, it's connected. It's not connected.
The Megillah is included as part of this whole thing.
Maskim.
So therefore,
yeah,
it shouldn't make a difference. Just because it's Shkia already,
one second.
The Megillah is part
I'm
of,
fine. No, I'm fine. I'm fine if Megillah is part of it. If you say this bracha is connected to Megillah, call it kavod, says Rabbi Zilberstein, then it's fine. You could connect it to the Megillah. But if you say this bracha is not really getting in, this bracha has nothing to do with Megillah. This bracha you really should be making as you're swerving down 71st Avenue. Just that's a little bit ridiculous. So where did they say when's the most calm time to make it? It's the calm time to make it is after Megillah. But hello, if Purim's over, it ain't connected to Purim. There's no way, Jose. That's nafkamina number, huh? Not a bracha on Ace, not for you. Maybe if you're in Yerushalayim, your children may be fine. Okay, bracha number, nafkamina number five. Okay, what about, this is a great one. This happened in yeshiva all the time. Guys were super neurotic about, you realize at the end of Megillah, everything is done. All of a sudden, I'll tell you what might happen. I just want to look at the tape, so I want to be very careful. You know, what says it? I was once at a Megillah reading. We'll leave it like that, yeah? I was once at a Megillah reading where the Baal Kore certainly had, I think he must have had a mental disease about like OCD, or must have been some close on some spectrum of an OCD. And after the Megillah was completely over, he said he didn't pronounce a word correctly. It was a little bit of an intense situation. I'm Avin Yavin, yeah? And so it was like, so let's say you get a situation where the Baal Kori doesn't have any you know, mental issues, but he says to you, Lamaisa, I skipped a pasuk, and no one noticed it. And I'm 100% sure.
According to Mr. Brewer, it's okay.
No, one second. No, but you have to. Okay, fine. One second. So you already messed up a word, or you said something. He had an improper. He said he threw in a word that was a hefsek. Whatever you want the case to be. Now you have to repeat. You have to repeat the whole Megillah. Let's say you're in a situation. Okay, I didn't say it's the most practical. But let's say you have to repeat the whole Megillah now. Okay? But you said the bracha. You said the end of bracha already. Now you go back and read Megillah a second time. When you do it a second time, you say the bracha again. If you say the bracha is on the Megillah, so you didn't do the Megillah properly. So of course you make the end of bracha again. But if you say that the bracha is a separate bracha on the Nesa Purim, so that you did correctly, you're a dope, you may have messed up your Megillah. Okay, not so practical. This ramification I saw in the Sefer of Birchas Moedecha. What?
That's over number 9.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. I'm up to number, whatever, that was E. I did an F, so F, what is F? Is 6. Okay, yeah? So, here we go. Do you say Yotza Motzi? Now, we talked about Yotza Motzi. If I'm already Yotzi in Megillah, I'm already Yotzi in Mitzvah, can I be Yotzi another person in a Mitzvah? The answer is yes. So, we normally say for Birchas HaMitzvahs, we said, if I already made Kiddush, I can be Motzi someone else in Kiddush. We talked about Avdallah. Is Avdallah maybe a little bit different? Okay, now we mentioned Avdallah, now we're fine. But now the question is that for Megillah, the En Bracha, if Mr. Spear already read Megillah 6 times, and now he's reading it a 7th time for you, can he make the Bracha at the end for you? Well, we could if you say it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. If you say that the Bracha is on the Mitzvah, it's on the Megillah, so he could make the Bracha 20 times a day because he was already Yotzei the Mitzvah. Still, a Birchas HaMitzvah you could make again for someone else who wasn't Yotzei. But if you say it's a separate Bracha Shvach, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the day of Purim, well, guess what? You could only make that Bracha once. You can't be motzi someone else in a Birchas HaShvach. You can't be motzi it. So says the Sefer Birchas Moedecha, that would be ramification number 6. Ramification number 7 is maybe everyone should have to make this bracha themselves. Why are we motzi and yotzi in general with one person? In some places, the minhag is, says the Tzitz Eliezer, that everyone makes their own bracha afterwards, even if you don't have a kosher Megillah. Why? Because if you say it's a bracha on the Megillah, fine. So the Baal Kori could make the bracha for everyone. That's what we do for the beginning bracha. You could do it for the end bracha. But if you say it's a special bracha made on the Nes of Purim, so why would I let someone else make that bracha for me? I should go up and make that bracha. It's not part of the mitzvah. It's a separate bracha, which we happen to put over there. They should give a clap. Everyone stand up and say, Arav Es Rivenu. And in fact, the Tzitz Eliezer says that in some places, that was the minhag. Nafka Mina number 8. Do you need a stand for that bracha or not? Well, if it's a bracha on the mitzvah, so for Birchas HaMitzvahs, we in general stand for the mitzvah. If it's a Birchas HaShvach, just Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, query whether Birchas HaShevach, Shvach, need to be stood for. And the answer is not really. And so therefore, that would be Nafka Mina number 8. And the final question is, we in general only make the bracha, I believe, according to some, there's a minyan, I believe. If there's no minyan, according to some poskim, you don't make this end bracha, which is in general a big discussion. But according to that understanding, what happens if your minyan leaves in the middle of Megillah? They walk out. They've had enough of that. That's all a guy, and he runs out. So now, if you say that the bracha is connected to the Megillah, just like we know, everyone knows, everyone's favorite halacha, if your minyan runs out in Chazar Sashatz, you can still say the Kaddish afterwards. Now, which Kaddish? A whole big discussion. But simply put, you could say the Kaddish afterwards. Why? How could you say Kaddish with six people or four people left? You could be the only guy saying, well, everyone ran out. I think it's if more than one person runs out. I think so. So say everyone runs out. You got one, two, three people left. Can you say Kaddish? Answer is yes, because you started with the minion. So Tovir. If the bracha is on the Megillah, so you can make the bracha afterwards. If you say the bracha is a separate bracha, which needs 10 people, you don't have the 10 people anymore. Okay. Those are our 9 nafkaminas. Now someone's going to ask me, what's the halacha? Answer is, you should be concerned for both opinions and try to be machmir in all these cases if you can. If not, there's room to rely upon, as we saw, in weaning opinions in each one. Now I will end with you with a drush, which I think for the last minute and a half here, right? I've done a very fascinating words, which is scarily relevant in the light of the last 24 hours. On Chanukah, we say what? Ravta es rivam, which is past tense, that God championed our causes. But on Purim, we say harav es rivenu, which sounds like it is present tense, that God continues to champion our causes. I saw in the Sefer, he asks, well, how come? That makes sense. On Chanukah, we were free from the Greeks. It makes sense. Chanukah, once Chanukah was over, we were free, and therefore there were no more Greeks. And therefore, of course, you could say he championed our cause. But on Purim, after the story of Purim, Akati Avdei Achashverosh Anan, we were still servants of Achashverosh. And so therefore, we couldn't say that Hashem championed our causes. He champions, continues to fight our causes for us. However, the Abu Raham says, nah, you know what? Even by Purim, you don't know how to speak Hebrew, he says the Abu Raham. Even Harav Es Rivenu is actually past tense as well. So you seem to have a discussion over here amongst the poskim. Is this bracha, Harav Es Rivenu, future tense? I mean, is it present tense or past tense? So I was thinking, perhaps that's based on this machlokas as well. If you say that the bracha is on the Megillah that you just read, so okay, so it's past tense. It's on the miracle that happened. Guess what? Haman, no matter what you want to call Khomeini, he's not Haman. Haman happened already and Hashem saved us already. Harav Es Rivenu, past tense. It's already done. But if you learn that this bracha is a bracha Shevachta Hashem, it's present tense. You know why? Because this miracle perhaps happens on a daily basis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to be Rav Es Rivenu, and he mirrors Hashem over the next few days, hopefully it should end quickly, will be Rav Es Rivenu. He will champion our cause, and in a present tense, will fight all our enemies, no matter where they are, B'chol Makom Sheheim. We should be Zocha, that should be a Freilich important both for us, Eretz Yisrael, and to eradicate all the modern-day Hamans in this world.